This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the story of a man who sought sanctuary in a church in Canada. The police raided it anyway and deported him to the U.S. Canadians are protesting. First, though, this story. The Prime Minister of Israel, Ariel Sharon, is in Washington. He meets tomorrow with President Bush. Yesterday, the President of Egypt, Hosni Mubarak, met with Mr. Bush at his ranch in Crawford, Texas, and said he approves of Prime Minister Sharon's proposal to withdraw from the Gaza Strip, but that he thinks it should be connected to the so-called roadmap, the U.S.-backed peace plan for the Middle East.
Because withdrawing from Gaza alone without connecting it with the roadmap, it will not be accepted by the public opinion in the area.
Covering the visits is NPR's Vicky O'Hara. Vicky, welcome. And tell us why these two Mideast leaders are both calling on the president this week.
Well, spring in Washington typically brings a procession of foreign leaders to the White House to meet with the president. This is Middle East week, actually next week as well. Yesterday, the president, as you mentioned, talked to Egyptian President Mubarak. Tomorrow, he meets with Ariel Sharon of Israel, and next week, it's Jordan's King Abdullah. But these aren't just annual visits. These meetings are taking place with something of a sense of urgency because of the vast increase in violence in Iraq over the past week. But the other big topic is Sharon's plan to withdraw from Gaza and small areas of the West Bank. He wants to do that in an attempt to define the Israeli state within more defensible borders.
So what is it that Hosni Mubarak comes to say to President Bush, and what does he want to take away?
Mubarak wants to ensure that Israel's plans for withdrawal don't undermine the U.S.-led peace plan for the region, what's come to be known as the roadmap. Mubarak and other Arab leaders are extremely concerned that Sharon's goal in the withdrawal is not just to enhance Israeli security, but to permanently annex large areas of the West Bank. Mubarak also used his visit yesterday to encourage the United States to get out of Iraq, hand over sovereignty very quickly, and to bring the United Nations back into Iraq in a much bigger way to oversee the transition.
More on Iraq in a moment, but first, Ariel Sharon, who is meeting with the president tomorrow, what is he going to say to Mr. Bush, and what does he want from the president?
Prime Minister Sharon is going to try to convince the Bush administration that his plan for withdrawal does not jeopardize long-term interests of peace in the region, particularly any effort downstream to establish an independent Palestinian state. President Bush has endorsed the concept of a Palestinian state, and Washington is very concerned that the withdrawal plan will somehow undermine that. And Sharon's comments yesterday in Israel before he left for Washington, you know, couldn't have been very reassuring. The Prime Minister announced that his withdrawal plan does not include the five large Jewish settlements in the West Bank. That is a huge swath of the West Bank. And while Israel's ambassador, with whom I spoke a few minutes ago, insists that Israel's intention is not to make the withdrawal lines permanent borders, Arabs and Palestinians are unlikely to believe that, and the administration is going to have to decide how far it's going to go in endorsing Sharon's proposal.
Okay, Iraq now. The president is quoted as saying yesterday, the future of the Middle East and the future of Iraq are closely linked. Does the situation in Iraq completely overshadow what's going on in the Middle East now? Is the administration really paying any attention to this?
The situation in Iraq has overshadowed virtually everything in U.S. foreign policy at the moment. The administration, for months, you know, throughout the campaign in Iraq, has not been very actively engaged in the Middle East peace process. That's changed somewhat recently. In fact, over the last month, there has been a series of visits back and forth between Washington and Israel to discuss Sharon's plan for withdrawal. But that was pretty much driven by the withdrawal proposal. And, you know, Sharon wanting the United States to endorse the plan and the United States trying to, you know, reassure itself that the plan doesn't jeopardize the interests of peace. But the violence in Iraq has really incensed other, you know, countries in the Middle East, the populations in the Middle East. And that makes the whole process of peacemaking between Israel and the Palestinians much more difficult because in the case of Mubarak, for instance, the Egyptian public is just outraged over what's happening in Iraq, the U.S.-led occupation. The Egyptian public already was outraged over the suffering of the Palestinian people, and it puts Mubarak in a position of having to draw a pretty hard line in his approach to the peace process.
NPR's Vicky O'Hara. Vicky, thanks for joining us on Day to Day.
Thank you, Alex.